This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen.
Hey, mercy, baby.
April love is for the very young. Every star's a wishing star that shines for you.
Why not, right? Let's have some April love. Love is good no matter what time it occurs in your life, but it's nice when it's the freshness of spring, new love, and Pat Boone certainly lends... Pat Boone, by the way, for those of you who don't know, you all know who Pat Boone is, right? James knows who Pat Boone is, and Jay, you know who Pat Boone is. I don't have to...
I feel like the only acceptable answer is for us to say yes.
That's regardless. Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, cute. Well, but you don't, right? Pat Boone doesn't ring a bell with either one of you, really. He almost tied Elvis in terms of the number of hits that he had in the 1950s and the 1960s. Very prolific. He was in any number of movies. He still is around today and does a radio show on Sirius that focuses on the music of his heyday. He's very smooth, very... He's been associated with certain religious groups and causes and stuff, but he's a great entertainer and actually quite a good human being. So, anyway, that's how the old-timers get into April by hearing April Love. And I would have sung it, but, I guess it's time to climb into the Powerball department. Powerball... up to $975 million. No jackpot winner in the drawing this past weekend. So 975 is the number. If the jackpot had a winner, that person would have been able to walk away with $452 million in cash. So it'll be up to $471 million. Anyway, so it'd be very interesting to see where all of that goes. Now, Let's get into... some presidential stuff here. There is a teacher in Texas who's running for president. This person's name is, this person's legal name is literally anybody else.
So when anybody says changed. They want literally anybody else to run,
here's the guy.
Literally anybody else now is running.
Right, yep. Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and literally anybody else. A seventh grade math teacher, he is, from North Richland Hills, Texas. So, James, where is that? I always have a feeling that some of these stories like this pop up.
Yeah, that's in the DFW Dallas. Metroplex, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Anyway, he legally changed his name to literally anybody else with the intention of running for president as an independent candidate. So here he said, quote, "For too long, Americans have been victim of the political parties putting party loyalty over governance." Well, he's not wrong there. Mm-hmm. He continues to say, "Together, let's send the message to Washington, say you will represent the people or be replaced." And so you can go to his website, literally anybody else. Go to the website. He says, "America should not be stuck choosing between the king of debt." He talks about Biden with that phrase, and then he's got other things that are not very nice to say about Trump. That those are easy to find as well. So anyway, the point is, he secured the literallyanybodyelse.com domain name. He's been selling T-shirts, and apparently this started as sort of a joke, but now he's become very serious about this. He didn't change his name. That's not a joke. Yeah, right, exactly. Uh-huh. So, anyway, He needed 113,000 signatures to get on the ballot for the primary May 13th. So, James, just for the heck of it, will you keep your eye on this? And you can be our reporter on the scene. And I'm wondering, because you do some news work on one of the stations in Dallas over the weekend, what is anybody paying attention to this guy? I would think this would be, you could have the scoop. You should be on the air. You should interview this guy.
You know what? That's a great call. I'm going to run up there right now to the news studios. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. See, there we go, folks. You can count on us here. All right. So what other presidential stuff is going on? Trump's immigration rhetoric is making inroads with Democrats because he's right. Now, there are a lot of things about Trump you can say that he's wrong and he over. I think even some of the stuff that he says, the anti-immigrant claims that he comes up with are not really true, much of them, but they still are making inroads. Or those statements may or may not be, but the other statements that are true, you don't need Trump to underscore it, but he's taking advantage of, as any good politician does, of public sentiment. The public is sick of this. Is that the right word to use? I don't like using the phrase sick and tired, but the upset that is caused by this. I mean, there's so many things
it's
that
exhausting.
Are wrong. It is. It's craziness that this goes on, and there are a lot of middle-of-the-road Democrats, moderates, who look at Biden as the problem, and he is the problem. Well, he's the problem on our side. The problem is the Mexicans.
He is a problem. Mm-hmm.
He's a problem in all of this. Yes, that's the right way to put it. He's a problem in this system that we have that is so messed up, that is just, I mean, when you talk about it, it doesn't make sense to, we all know what the problem is, and we all know that it needs to be corrected, and we all know that it hasn't been corrected, and we all know that it's gotten much worse since Biden was president. So Trump hammering away, they're coming in by the thousands every single day. Do you realize what that does? You know, I'm looking around at the unemployment rate for some of the major industrial states in the country. Even though the federal data shows that the unemployment rate's gone up a point or two, well, when I say a point, it was 3.6 or 7, I think, in January, February numbers are on it now, 3.9%. That still is kind of low. Well, that's actually where it normally, that's when we have a good economy, that's where the unemployment number is. But you look at some of the industrial states, the rate has ticked down in the last month. And that's, you know, the trend is hard to put your finger on because the jobless rate in some states is higher and the jobless rate in some states. Let's see, I'm looking at the stats here now. Jobless rate increased from a year ago in 28 states during the month of February. Not much. And let's see here. That's 23 or 24 states saw no change. And then there are other states that were down where I am in Massachusetts, for example, is down 0.2%. But in terms of the overall language, the average in the industrial states is 2.9%. The biggest problem is in areas, the farming areas, although North Dakota have the lowest jobless rate of any state, 2.1%. And then, of course, there's California, had the highest unemployment rate, 5.3%. What would this, the state of California, what a beautiful state, and it's getting ruined by these knuckleheads who are, you know, they're in league with Biden when it comes to all the illegals. And one of the problems in California is all the illegals come in and they take the jobs, the low-paying jobs. Same thing, all of the states that have a problem, and this is why I underscore this whole thing about immigration, because the states that have the worst unemployment record at the moment are the places where there are more more illegals than any place else. Nevada's 5.2%, New Mexico 5%, Arizona 5.1%, right? These are all the states that are on the Mexican border that are inundated by people coming in here and taking away legitimate jobs from you know, I'm not going to say real Americans, but people who are here that are born here and are here legally, or people that have gone through the process. This is disgusting. Rhode Island is down to 1.1%. So look at the difference. The further away you are from the border, the better the unemployment rate. Am I the only one who's looking at these numbers and figuring this out? Think about it. The jobless rate is going down. The problem, that is, the numbers of people who are out of work are lower in Rhode Island, Maine, Montana, Alaska, you know, places like that. So anyway, New Jersey, I just find, and let's see, Wyoming and Oregon are down. Let's see here, Illinois, Iowa, Michigan, and Texas. They're up, but not a whole lot. Anyway, my point here is that the unemployment rate is directly tied to the illegal immigration rate. And how it is that we, you know, that's why guys like this fellow who's literally anybody else, you know, he's going to make traction. That's why Kennedy is making, I can't imagine Joe Biden winning this election, given this, even though they're spending, they have millions, they raised, what was it last week with Clinton and Obama? He had a fundraiser, raised $20 million bucks at Radio City. Disgusting. Disgusting.
I honestly, it's one of those things, I don't know which way it's going to go, because so many people aren't voting for the person, they're voting for their party, regardless of who that candidate actually is. And I think that if literally anybody else makes it fully to the ballot come November, a lot of people may not know who this person is, that it's an actual person, and may just, you know, tick that one, be like, okay, yep, yeah, literally anybody else, let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's
it'll be interesting to see what happens. Work.
Yeah, right. It is. It's just the fact that it's going on, the fact that we have this problem, as that's, I use the term disgusting because it is disgusting. It really is. All right. This portion of the program brought to you by Progressive Insurance. See why over 28 million drivers trust Progressive to stay protected on the road. You can see for yourself any old time. Go to progressive.com. All right. Progressive. This is the Progressive Good Day program at 18 after the hour.
We're going abroad for the first time in years to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
There are any number of reasons you might consider selling your home. To move closer to family, live within a smaller budget, or just wanting a change of scenery. Whatever your reasons, having to figure out all the various housing market trends in your area may not be what you signed up for. That's where an agent who is a realtor comes in. Realtors have the expertise to help you find the right price and navigate the process to sell your home in a way that's right for you. That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
What should we do with the broke propeller? What should we do with the broke propeller?
Don't look at me, I wasn't driving.
Thank you, you're not helping.
I don't even know why you bought this boat.
You told me that you loved this boat.
That was before you wrecked the boat.
Well, now you've made it awkward.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, 23 after the hour, social media time in this hour of Good Day. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. And I have done a little research because I was just saying to Jay off the air, when I was in Hawaii last week, there were some folks that I met that wanted to know more about the Good Day program. So I Googled it, and I found that Good Day came up first, the Good Day program, the Good Day download, and the Good Day show, gooddayshow.com, which was kind of cool. And so then my friend and partner, and one of the radio ventures that we are, we're over there to check out, we were talking about Google and how you search on Google and maybe other search engines as well. I'm not the expert here for sure, but I know enough to be dangerous, Jay. And some of the things that I know you've taught me, but I say this to everybody who's got a small business, for example, as much as I'm not a fan of the guys who ran Google, and I kind of don't like Google either, but everybody's using Google, and that's what we say on the air, whether we go to Mr. Google to find out this, that, and the other thing. So if you're looking to promote your business, what I've looked at and what I understand, you can tell me, you help me with this, Jay, if you will. The bottom line is to give Google what it wants, in essence. And so there are these keywords and that's mm-hmm. what you have to understand. How did you learn how to do that? How did you learn how to do keywords so that when you somebody types into a search box?
The keywords, the meta tagging and stuff. That was something that when I first got my real job, my adult job, my big girl job, it was working in digital and social media. And this was kind of the height of when social media was first becoming a thing for businesses. Mm-hmm. And I was pretty much studying under who my boss was at the time. His name is Daniel Instandig, and he taught me all of that. It was like going to a digital school. I can't code, but it was like going to a digital school, just mm-hmm. really working with him and studying under him and teaching me all of those things and how there's algorithms you have to focus on, but the algorithm is never the same. So if you're doing something, say we're doing the same thing this year that we did last year, well, then we're already a year behind because things change drastically, continuously. Mm-hmm. You have to keep
studying. So these sorts of things.
You have to keep going to webinars.
Yeah. Well, but the things can change. And so maintaining, I don't know that we do this purposely, but we have so much content on this program every day. How much of that gets put into, because we post things, we have questions of people, you know, various social media things that we ask every day of people. Like the hottest thing that we did last week, I think, was the electric vehicle question that we had. There's still answers coming in or thoughts coming in from people on that. But I guess that's it. What's a spider? I guess I would ask that question not knowing. I know I've, as I said, I know enough to be dangerous. But spiders, the things that grab the content?
It's okay, so like the insect, it's like creepy crawler thingy. It's a web crawler. It's like a bot. And it's operated by the search engines.
So, but there's no human being involved.
It's like a digital spider, if you will.
Yeah.
It crawls across the internet and it grabs content and different things like that.
The average mind doesn't even understand how all of that stuff works. Really doesn't. I don't think. I don't even imagine that. And then you put AI into it. Oof. All right. We had a Facebook situation that I thought I would share also. Would you explain? Jay is all things when it comes to this sort of thing. So Steve Wiseman, who is our attorney, he's always on the Countdown Show with us, but he also has got a website called Scamicide. And so he pointed out, he sent me a note on over the weekend, actually it was yesterday, and he said he thought my Facebook page had been hacked or duplicated mm-hmm. or something based on him being asked to be a friend, and
yeah,
he's already my friend.
He received a friend request from you when he's already your friend, so it's kind of like, is this a dupe account, a spam account? I tried searching, mm-hmm. so it's very possible that it was already deactivated and it was already found out to be a spam account. But it's real, it happens.
Be careful, it sure does.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The mayor of Baltimore, already making the case for additional federal assistance coming to his city in the wake of the Key Bridge collapse. Mayor Brandon Scott telling CBS's Face the Nation he sees it as an essential economic issue.
This matters to the global economy, and it does not. This should not be something that has anything or any conversation around party.
The 39-year-old mayor said he's ignoring the noise. Some critics are claiming the Baltimore mayor's diversity, equity, and inclusion policies led to the bridge collapse. President Biden has agreed to devote $60 million in emergency relief for Baltimore in the wake of the disaster. Former President Donald Trump will be on the campaign trail this week. He's heading to Wisconsin and Michigan, as recent polling shows the race between Trump and Biden tightening in both key swing states. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Next caller, go ahead.
Creative minds make creative thinking. We want to hear some of your creativity. Call 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
I don't know. What do you call a blind dinosaur?
Do you think he saw us? What do you call a blind dinosaur's dog?
You got me.
Or do you think he saw us, Rex?
That Jeff Goldblum, I think. I'm not a fan of the Jurassic Park movies, even though they were all filmed over in Kauai, where I was last week. All of them. We went by some of the places because the greenery is so lush there. There's a place on the planet that more rain falls there than any place else on the planet. So it's really kind of cool.
Beautiful waterfalls.
Right, exactly. All right, so how do we know what we're... How do we make decisions? Maybe that's a better question here. I like to start different portions of the program with questions. And so as we begin this portion of the Good Day program with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, the question is, how do you keep from making bad decisions? Well, the simple answer to that is you don't use bad information to make bad decisions. But the question now becomes, and it's more and more a question every day, how we get information. How do we know whether it's good or bad? So if you don't get good information, you can't make good decisions. And there are a lot of people, you know, I mean, I suppose there have been circumstances in my workplace where I have fallen for this. Somebody comes to me and says that someone else has done this, that, or the other thing, and I've taken action on it, only to find out that the employee didn't tell me the truth, tell me all the information. The employee had an agenda. There's something, and that's a simple example of making bad decisions based on bad information. But it snowballs, as you understand what's going on now in the news media and how it is so, it's so blatant. The New York Times is the best or worst example of that, but there are plenty of other newspapers. It seems to be more, it's like you can do less about it in print than you can on the electronic media. I don't know why. I think maybe because I'm prejudiced. I'm on the electronic side of things, but you can see it and it stays there. Whereas with the spoken word, you hear it and it's gone, right?
Kind of. I mean, I feel like whenever you're watching something and it's spoken, you hear the tone in the person who is speaking. You hear that. Where when you're reading something, any tone you put on it is your own tone or your own perception, rather than when somebody is actually speaking.
All right. So as an example of this, take the situation where in Israel there are huge anti-government protests that have gone on. A lot of, apparently, according to some of the numbers that I've seen, tens of thousands of people gathered outside the parliament building. Sunday is the first day of their week over there. Saturday is their holy day. So Sundays, they have sessions. And most of this stuff is aimed at getting the government to reach a deal with the Palestinians, or no, with Hamas, really, to free a lot of hostages. There is a, I don't know what we did with it, Jay. I'm trying to find out right now the story of this, how the Hamas terrorists are getting an award.
A freelance photographer with AP who is not part of Hamas, but is with Hamas to document things. And there was a lot of, even when this photo was taken, there was a lot of question of, did this photographer know what was going on? I believe the AP said that they had no idea what was going on, but then until it was already unfolding, and then they captured photos of it. But it is just one of those things where it's like, this photo is getting an award.
But the Missouri School of Journalism, the oldest photojournalistic competition, is the one they sponsor at their school. And they're giving this picture the Team Picture Story of the Year award. This is disgusting. It's shocking. People are enraged like you wouldn't believe when they look at this woman who's dead and naked in the back of a truck.
Here's the thing. She might not be naked. I think this is her outfit festival. She's in the back of a pickup truck, her body is, and then there's the guys that are in the tailgate with her, and somebody's on the side of the truck and all of that. But as outraged as people are, her name is Shawnee Luke, and her own father is defending the award. because he's calling this a good thing, the photo of his daughter's abduction. And here's why, because he says this is a historical image. There are symbols of eras that happen, and there are different things that we look back in the photographical history and we see, and it's like that is, it showcases what really happened in the torment. And he feels like this photo, as much as he's heartbroken, but this will go down in history to show people and symbolize the devastation of this era, the abductions, the killings. He's her father, and he's defending this.
Well, I don't know. I'm having a hard time with it myself.
Oh, you might I have
talked about it.
Yeah.
Sorry. No sale. I think this is disgusting, frankly. But it's just more of the, even in Israel and all over the Middle East and the Europeans and here in America, we have this sort of this imbalance of understanding of what's going on. We all understand that many innocents have been killed. That's what happens in war. The Israelis didn't start this. Hamas started it, and it wasn't even the Palestinian people, even though there is support among the Palestinians for Hamas to a point, but this is Iran stirring the pot. And so, but there still is this disconnect among many people, especially in the Middle East, between the relationship that Iran has with this Hamas and Hezbollah and even these other, what's the group that's attacking the ships on the Red Sea? I never can remember. It's another H group. It's not the Houthis, but it's something close to
that. Yeah, it is the Houthis.
So, yeah.
Was it the Houthis?
Okay. Yeah, I think it is, yeah. So, I don't know. I just, this is really annoying.
Well, in the October 7th rampage, I mean, there are still hostages that have not been released. They killed 1,200 people, took 253 hostages. A lot have been released, but there are still hostages that we have no idea what their condition even is.
So here's a question that needs an answer. In terms of food getting delivered to the people in the conflict zone, how does the food get delivered? We saw, was it last week, the week before, when there was a big to-do about there was a food truck that came in and people raced after it.
Like a stampede situation. But how could it not? These people are dealing with famine. They may be hours away from death, days away from death, if not eating. And there's only so much on that truck, and there's more people than that food can feed. So, of course, there's going to be a stampede of people trying to at least get something, especially any parents who have children that are dying of famine.
But without the historical perspective, Jay, if you go back to 1948, when after World War II, there was a Jewish state that was established, there were all kinds of things that when this area was opened up to the Jews from Germany and from Europe that had been the victim of hideous crimes, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights that came from the United Nations as part of the deal was Article 25, not that that's important, to the establishment of the Jewish state. They had a right, and what they'd gone through was unimaginable. Have we forgotten about that? Do you think most of the people that are protesting are people who are younger? And so I wonder to myself out loud often whether we're not doing a good enough job explaining or historically pointing out what happened during those years from the 1930s through the mid-1940s, the 6 million. Not that it doesn't justify what's going on now, but it's an educational point. It's a historical point. And so when it comes to the food being delivered there, if you go back to not only the situation in Israel, but you look in the Sudan, you look in Yemen, you look in Haiti, you look in Ukraine, you look at Somalia, there are millions of people who don't have any food. The suffering is unbelievable. We don't even begin to imagine it, even though we see some people in our country who are homeless and going through the horrors of not having enough to eat, that kind of stuff. We have, 10 million children in this country go to bed hungry every night. But we don't have to fuss and fight to get. We know where the food is. It's just a matter of making it available to people. But in these countries where the war is going on, you know, the logistics of getting the aid into these places from various locations, the this time, you know, if it's wintertime, this time of year is actually good because the weather in most of these areas is much better. But I don't know. I think it's something that we don't necessarily keep our minds on. Keeping the supply chains safe and secure is a focus. But some of these people have created circumstances that would make it impossible to get food to the areas of conflict. But there are a lot of groups that are trying to logistically make it happen. I know that there are farm groups here in America, something I'll talk about this week on the American Family Farmer Program, that are giving food, aid, that sort of thing. The farm organization, the American Farm Bureau Federation, for example, the idea behind farmers giving things to aid. This is, the farmers in this country are very generous, and they give a lot of food to these exercises. You know, it's a question of how quickly can it get moved to the places where it's needed without it spoiling, you know, all of that sort of stuff. So it requires a good deal of logistical focus. And it isn't like something just happens. It happens because people want it to happen. They work on making it happen. So I just I thought it would be interesting to spend a minute or two talking about how that happens. And certainly American farmers are a big help in all of that. This is the Good Day program at 48 past the hour.
I'm a waitress, so I know the difference between regular shoes and Skechers slip-resistant work shoes. Skechers slip-resistant work shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera.
Thanks.
While regular shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera. And that difference is why I wear Skechers slip-resistant work shoes to keep me safe on my feet. Plus, they're easy to clean and have Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam for comfort throughout my shift. Get America's number one selling work shoe at Skechers.com, a Skechers store near you, or wherever work shoes are.
Time for us to visit as we get into the spring season. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. All right, so Elizabeth, the reason for going to Calitrin in and of itself, a company doesn't succeed for 27 years if it doesn't work.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I mean, we've been able to help customers lose weight safely since 1997. So for 27 years, we've got a product that has been proven safe. It's proven effective. It's got a huge 86% success rate with 90 days, and you get a team of support, too. So we're here to do everything we can to help you see the results with this product.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Yes, discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So the more you need, the more you're going to save. It's on our website, toploss.com.
Check it all out at toploss.com.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
After the hour now, Monday on the Good Day program, Nick Miles, our auto expert from our autoexpert.com, is here to answer the question, what do you do if a car you're in gets submerged in water? I want the outstanding mind of Nick Miles to go to work on that. And the reason I came up with it is because there was an example, look no further than Baltimore. These people that were in cars and trucks and they went off the bridge. And what most people don't realize is apparently you can't, unless you are thinking about this on the way down, you can't get the window open. You can't get the door open because the pressure against it is too much. So what do you do? Anybody ever ask you that question before? What do you do? Well, so what's the answer?
The answer is you have two choices. So electrics won't work, obviously, underwater once the car becomes submerged. So if you have a chance, you can open the windows as you hit the water, because the car doesn't usually sink immediately because it has air in it. So it hits the water and goes in a few, let's say 10 seconds. So if you can get the windows open, great. You're absolutely right. Opening them, we've been through this with fire departments to try and work out what the best thing is. I mean, and the chances are so slim, but they do happen. Obviously, we saw that at the bridge in Baltimore. If you can get the windows open, do, because once you're in a bubble, you're trying to push against tons and tons of water to get the door open. Never going to happen. So allow the car to fill with water before you, and get your seatbelt off, too. That's the other thing. Because a lot of times you're in the dark, you're submerged, a lot of people need to see the button. So the first thing is, once you've hit the water, is get your seatbelt off. And then when you've done that, get the windows down. Now, there's a little tool you can buy to break the windows, and a lot of people buy these and have them clipped to their seatbelts. But it's really fast thinking. I mean, you've got probably 20...
I was going to say, who's thinking about that? Yeah,
right.
Who's...
Right.
Yeah.
Now, just the same way as police officers train themselves for situations over and over and over and over again to do the same thing, think about it before it happens. So if you're driving across a bridge or you're driving where there's water somewhere, just think, what would I do right now if the car goes into water? Because if your brain can plan for it ahead of time, then when the situation occurs in 5 or 10 years' time or never, but you would at least be ready for that occurrence. So thinking it through in your head is probably the most important thing before you ever do it. It's like a fire in your house. If a fire broke out in the kitchen and I'm here, what do I do? Grab the dogs, grab the kids, you know, where do I head? What do I do? And those are the things that should go through your brain before this ever happens, because if it does happen, at least your brain will have an idea and have a plan that you've already come up with. The chances of hitting water, really rare, unlikely to happen. You're more likely to have be stung and die from a bee than you are to drown in a car.
Yeah, but still, something to think about, given the Baltimore situation as much as anything else. All right, let's get to something more practical. The next question has to do with how to pay for car insurance, because in many states, the premiums have gone up 20-30%. And so whatever the new engineering in these cars, because the car is now able to record when you speed and other things that you do that are unfriendly. So what do? Buy an older car and not put up with this stuff?
Well, so there's two things here. First of all, I tell everybody, think of your insurance every year and reassess it. Go and ask other people. Don't be in love with your insurance agent, because your insurance agent is making money out of you. And ultimately, you should be thinking about redoing your insurance every year. The same way as about 40% of Americans that have landlines, that a lot of cases is a waste of time and a waste of money, are paying up to $200 or $300 a month sometimes because they never looked at the bill. They don't care about the bill. It comes in. It's just part of the household expenses. The insurance for your car is exactly the same. Reassess it every year. Look at the bill. And go and ask other insurance. It costs no money to ask an insurance agent how much it would cost to insure your car. The only caveat here is be careful that you get apples for apples and oranges for oranges. If your car is insured for X amount and it's fully replaced once the accident happens, or if something happens to your car, it's stolen, make sure you get the same insurance that you need. And sometimes your car has to be covered under certain things. Now, remember, also insuring content of your car should be done through your house. And if you're going to insure your car, make sure they're not making you pay extra for content.
Bundled.
Bundle it up.
Right. Yeah. All right. We have good advice here from Nick. That's why I have him on the air. Nick Miles, rautoexpert.com is his website, known around the country and around the world as being one of the most knowledgeable people when it comes to cars and what's going on with cars. That's good. 59 after.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.